Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power is in Guinea's capital, Conakry. She will also be visiting Sierra Leone and Liberia. Power says she hopes to gain a better understanding of which resources are needed to fight the spread of the virus that's killed nearly 5,000 people.
I want to say to the Guinean people, on behalf of President Obama, that we stand with you and we will be with you till the end, until we have ended this horrible epidemic in your country.
Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone are bearing the brunt of the Ebola outbreak. Small number of cases have also been reported in Mali, Nigeria, Senegal, Spain, and the U.S. Ambassador Power spoke about the task of beating Ebola.
Together, we can beat this epidemic. We have beaten every Ebola epidemic in history, and we will do so if we dramatically increase our involvement and our engagement.
Aid groups on the ground say more doctors, nurses, and treatment centers are needed. They say Ebola patients are being turned away as there are not enough beds and are unusually cared for at home, usually cared there, while they risk infecting more people. According to the Africa Governance Initiative, the AGI, even if existing international commitments are met by December, there could be a shortage of more than 6,000 beds across Sierra Leone, as well as Guinea. Power met Ebola survivors on Sunday who expressed their gratitude for the international response to the epidemic. This Ebola survivor said, "If we are standing in front of you today, it is because of the international help that we are surviving." The United Nations said last month almost $1 billion was needed to fight Ebola over the next 6 months, and according to the UN Financial Tracking Service, nearly $500 million have been committed, and a further $280 million in non-binding pledges are made. Master Power said her role puts her in a good position to press for more international action to combat the virus. She said the benefits of seeing the Ebola response firsthand outweighs the risk of traveling to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. During her West Africa trip, Power will also visit the headquarters of the UN Ebola Response Mission in Ghana, which is coordinating global efforts to stop Ebola.